And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited, and as always, we are working on your financial freedom. And I thank you for tuning in today. Hey, I hope you're having a great start to your summer. If you have kids, I gotta ask, how is it having them at home now, day in, day out, all day? Boy, that is a change. You may not be used to that. Now I am. You know, starting back in 2022, we started to homeschool our son. He's 8 right now. So I'm used to having him around all the time. However, what I am not used to at all anymore is commuting in rush hour traffic. And here's what we went and did. We signed him up for a few camps this year, a few summer camps. And this past week, I've been driving from north of Dallas down I-35 and sundry other highways to the Dallas Zoo, which is just south of town, for a zoo camp. Drop him off in the morning, pick him up in the late afternoon, and that takes me through the notorious Dallas Mixmaster. You may have driven it right at rush hour, coming and going. And what a mess. By the way, did you know that Mixmaster had to look it up. It was constructed way back from about 1958 to 1962. And aside from adding a few new HOV lanes, it really hasn't been touched since then. I mean, I can remember my dad when I was a kid complaining about the Mixmaster. What is that, Dad? A mess. Boy, it's going to be a massive overhaul if they ever do get to it. And talk about overhaul, I'll tell you, driving down that very stretch of Interstate 35, I-35, man, I'm going through, what is it, Louisville, Carrollton, Farmers Branch, it's never untouched. They widened it. They did some construction. They added some toll lanes. Now they're widening it again. It's never-ending construction, which just adds to those commute woes. So the construction is bad. The traffic is bad. And I'm reminded about this through summer camp. And I'm reminded, by the way, as well, how thankful I am that I do not have to do this on a regular basis. And I very much empathize with you if you do. Because that daily commute, it really eats into your life. About 3/4 of Americans at this point in time do have to commute to get to a job. And on average, that commute is about 30 minutes. Across whichever state you're looking at, it's roughly 30 minutes going. That's one way, and then another 30 coming back. So an hour of your life each day given to traffic. Though I know for some of you out there, yeah, you're hitting the steering wheel because it's even longer. I get it. And at 30 minutes a pop, that equates to about a week of your life every year spent sitting in traffic. Which also begs the question, boy, thinking about vacation, do you get that week with quality vacation to offset that? For many, no. The answer is no. But what do we do about that commute? How do we get that out of your life? Maybe find a work from home job? No. Unfortunately, a lot of those have been rescinded, right? Employers, after COVID, after the pandemic settled down, they began calling employees back to the office in the past few years. So a change of jobs or employers may really not be the right answer. You never know what those companies will require of you next. Hey, let's move you across the country. How about we just get you out of that job altogether? Yeah. Doesn't that sound good? How about we get you to a place of financial freedom so that you don't have to work at all? Well, how do we do that? That's what we're going to talk about today. And I've got some interesting news for the show today as well. Some things you can think about while you're crawling up and down the interstate, the highways, the byways, whatever, through that daily commute. I have some bad news if you are in DFW, by the way. I don't think that traffic's going to get any better in the near term. But for those that are real estate investors in the area, silver lining. It's some very, very good news. Okay. So we're going to talk about that, how you escape that commute and the job. And you've heard us say it on the show, you can really do it in 5 years or less if you follow what we talk about, if you follow what we teach, if you follow the Lifestyles Unlimited model. But what does that entail? And we're going to talk about that today. I'm going to give you some stuff to think about. I'm also going to give you a website. I do want you to go check out our website. It's lifestylesunlimited.com. There's a few reasons I want you to go there. Number one, you can catch this show if you got the first segment here and you're driving and you do get to where you're going, get through that commute. Hey, you can go check out the shows there. They are archived. You can catch my show as well as Mike Harrison, another host of the Real Estate Investor Radio Show, Al Gordon, and of course, Dell Walmsley. He does his own show. Dell is the founder of Lifestyles Unlimited. And just a sidebar for you, Lifestyles Unlimited has been around for a very long time. Founded in 1990 down in Houston by Dell. It's grown up to Texas and beyond. 50,000 members strong. So really a long track record. A lot of people that have been helped following and doing the things that that we talk about. So our website, lifestylesunlimited.com, while you're there, if you're totally new to the program, if you don't know who we are, I want you to register for the free workshop. It's just an hour and a half of your time. It's done totally virtually online, but it is live. So there will be somebody on the other end. You can type your questions or whatever into the chat, but it's a really good way to get a better introduction to what we do. And if you follow what we talk about at Lifestyles Unlimited, you can retire in 5 years or less. We have members that do it in 2 years, right? My wife, it took her three. Now, I took a little longer. I happened to like my job, so I stuck around for a while. But what does that entail? To retire in 5 years or less, whether you're 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Age doesn't matter. Well, let me ask you this. If you had a ton of money, a big pile of cash that you're sitting on, could you retire? What is that number? Right? What's that pile need to look like? That's a question. And then maybe the follow-up question should be, well, how long would that money last you at your current burn rate, right? At your current spend rate? Because this is a common fear, right? I retired early. I don't have this fear, but it is a common fear for people as they age and approach the so-called retirement age, right? Had I stuck around at the job and followed the normal path, right? 67 and I think it was 2 months would have been my quote retirement age for the government. And a lot of people have the fear that when I get to that age and I do retire, because man, I've been waiting for so long, what happens if I do retire and I run out of money? Their goal is to outlive that pile of, or for that pile of cash rather, to outlive them, right? They want to die before they run out. And that's the wrong mindset. And that is the wrong goal. Retirement should not be an age, but it is a number. And that number is a cash flow number, not a pile. And that is the real question then that you should ask yourself is not how big does my pile need to be, but how much money do I need flowing into my life every month to cover my lifestyle now or in the future? That's cash flow. And that is essentially what you have now as part, that's what your paycheck is. It's cash flow. It flows in, what, every 2 weeks, every month, something like that. But it is cash flow that you work for. It is earned income. You have to go and do a job. You have to trade time for money to earn that cash flow, to earn that income. What if we could replace that earned cash flow with what we call passive cash flow? And that is cash flow income that comes in no matter what you're doing. Cash flow that comes in every month like clockwork. That's how you get to financial freedom, by replacing your earned income with passive income. Because if you have enough passive income coming in every month to fund your lifestyle, to have replaced your earned income, do you need that earned income? Do you need that job? Do you have to commute any longer? No, you don't. No, you don't. So now to my question, how much money do I need, rather than what does that big pile need to look like? How much money do I need flowing in every month to cover my lifestyle now or in the future? Now, unfortunately, my crystal ball is broken, so I cannot speak to the future, neither can you. Yeah, I mean, we can estimate and we can project into the future 5 years from now, 10 years from now, son will be heading into college or whatever, add some cost of living or inflationary increases. But let's just really keep it simple for now and just focus on what we know right now. And I know two things right now. We know what you are earning net each month after taxes. I don't care what your gross is, because the government takes money away from you every month, don't they? And you put some into that black hole called a 401k, and you have other things, but we need to know the net, because that's actually what you live off of. So we know what you are earning net, or you do, and we know what you are spending each month. Or if you don't know that number, you can sit down and figure that out. Many of you may not actually know what that number is. You have a credit card statement that comes every month and you pay it, and you have your mortgage statement that comes every month and you pay it, and the utility bills come in every month. All this stuff aggregates into some number. So you may not know what that total number is. And if you do not, well, spend some time. This is really your homework right now. Spend some time and figure that out. See what you have spent each month so far this year. We're essentially at the middle point of the year. It's a good benchmark. And just sit, take a look backwards. Last 6 months, or go back 12 months, even better. Because there are some things that come and go, one-offs every year. I just paid my home insurance for my personal house. I just paid my auto insurance. I just paid the insurance on the RV bunker. That all comes due in the fifth month of the year. Bam, bam, bam. Right? So that's a one-off. So you want to be sure to account for that as well. So go back and look in the past 6 or 12 months. What is that number? What are you spending? Once we know those two numbers, what am I earning? What am I spending? We can work. That's our goal. That's our target. We can work to create the passive income that we need to offset those two. Now, your income and your expenses may be different numbers. If you are earning more than you spend, that's good. That's great. Which number do you target? You choose. I would start with the expenses, the lower number. Or, well, you may be living paycheck to paycheck, as many Americans do, and I get that. So those numbers may be the same. Regardless, our goal now that we know those numbers, our goal now is to match our monthly expenses with inbound passive income, cash flow. Or match, go one step farther, forget about the expenses, match our earned income with passive income, if you want to call that a stretch goal, go a little farther. Or create some factor on top of that. Figure out that number, because it's helpful to have a goal, and that'll be our target. How do we do that? How do we create that passive income? We're going to get into that in the second part of the show. Okay, I'm going to get to that in just a minute, but here's the question. Wouldn't you agree? If you've built up a passive pool of income, passive cash flow that's flowing in each and every month, and that cash flow meets or exceeds your monthly expenses. I'm not even thinking about your earned income. Meets and exceeds your monthly expenses. By the way, if you do pay for health insurance out of that paycheck, be sure to calculate that into your number. Because when you do retire, well, you need to go out and find health insurance, don't you? If you are putting money into the 401k and you want to factor that in as an expense, a savings expense, add that on top. But once you've met or exceeded your monthly expenses, can you retire? Well, you would no longer need to work to attain that earned income. It's coming in every month, no matter what you do, and you're no longer sitting in that traffic, in that horrible, horrible daily commute. But how do you do it? We'll talk about that when we come back.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Learn to retire in 5 years or less through real estate investing. Learn how, learn now. Let Lifestyles Unlimited show you how. Get educated now. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb. Hope you're having a great day out there. Hope you're not sitting in that traffic. We've been talking about that daily commute. Boy, it's been rough on me. I'm not used to this anymore. Driving down to the Dallas Zoo for zoo camp for my 8-year-old. He's loving it. Actually, I got a picture recently. He was down there feeding the giraffes. Looks like a great time. He's always thrilled when he comes back, when we pick him up and go back into that commute. But how do we get you out of the commute? How do we get you out of that job? Right, that's kind of the linchpin to the whole thing, is getting out of the job. How do we create that passive income? Well, We're going to get into that now. I'm going to give you a tip, by the way. I told you already, go to lifestylesunlimited.com. You can catch the podcast there. The shows will be archived there. You can also register for the free workshop. We'll get into more detail there at the free workshop on what we do, what we're buying. We're going to talk about that here as well. While you're there as well, there's a link at the top, or a tab, it says case studies. Go watch a few of the case studies. Here you have real people presenting real results. These are just normal people that have gone out and bought one single family house and added passive income, or a portfolio of single family houses and added more passive income, or maybe they've invested in apartments. Well, I think I just answered the question. How do we create that passive income? Right there, by investing in single family rental houses and by investing in apartments. By the way, at the case study, I don't know when they'll change this. I don't know how frequently this is updated, but one of the first case studies you're going to see there is with Tosh. She's going to be joining me next week on the show, so we'll get a little bit more into her story. But you can get a foot up, get a leg up, watch her case study. There are a number of others on there from single family and apartment investors. So great way to get even more information. And you'll see some of these people, they're nervous. They're presenting and they're nervous. And that's natural. You know, I was super nervous first time I hosted the show. I always am nervous getting up in front of people. These are just real people. So go check that out again, lifestylesunlimited.com. And you'll hear investing in houses, investing in apartments. And for the bulk of the show today, I'm going to focus on houses, single-family rental houses. That's what most people start with. That's a little more bite-sized, a little bit more manageable in your head. That's how I got started over a dozen years ago. We bought one house. We were scared, by the way. It took us a very long time to finally pull the trigger after walking countless properties and buy that first house. And I have very much the team at Lifestyles Unlimited to thank. We leaned very much on our mentor. We lean very much on the Lifestyles Realty team and the list of vendors that ultimately did the renovations and everything else for us. But we bought that first house and very quickly got the second and then the third. And once you figure out it's not that scary and it's not that hard, you can really, really start to roll. But let's go back to you and let's think about those monthly household expenses. And again, your homework, what you have to do is sit down and figure out what that number is. Now, just for easy math for my sake, I'm going to assume it's $4,000 a month. I'll tell you, my number is much higher than that. When my child came along 8 years ago, that number jumped. If you've got two kids, three kids, four kids all going to summer camp, that number is even higher. But you need to know what that is. But let's run with $4,000 a month. How much can a single family rental house cash flow every month? Well, it depends on where you're buying it. Which market? You know, I bought a lot across the Dallas-Fort Worth area, down by Houston. We have members buying in other states like Tennessee and Arizona, North and South Carolina, Georgia, Kansas, Missouri. Cash flow is going to be different in each market, but we tend to see a range and we target a bandwidth of $200 to $600. So going back to that $4,000 a month in household expenses, again, you figure out what your number actually is. Now you do the math. All right. If I can create $200 net cash flow on every house and I have $4,000 in expenses, well, I need to buy 20 houses. Ooh, that sounds like a lot, Andy. Okay. Well, if I can create $400 in net cash flow on every house, then I need 10 houses. What did I tell you the bandwidth is? 200 to 600. If I can create 600 a month on every house, well, it's even fewer. So that might help you set goals, by the way, around what is it I want to buy? What are my investing criteria? What kind of cash flow do I want to see? And what can I realistically see? If you're buying in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, it's going to be on the lower end of that bandwidth, just with our property taxes and our insurance. If you're buying in Tennessee, it's going to be higher. If you're buying in Kansas City, Missouri, or Kansas City, Kansas, it's going to be higher. I regularly see houses that are cash flowing 400 plus in those markets. But regardless, buying 20 houses, buying 10 houses, buying 5 houses, that can seem daunting. By the way, my guest next week, she's exceeded that number now. But that can seem daunting. I understand that, and it was daunting to me when I began as well. And I find a more bite-sized way to approach this is by chunking our cash flow. What does that mean? Chunking our cash flow. It means don't focus on that big $4,000 per month number, or $8,000, or $12,000, whatever that number is. That will be overwhelming. That will seem impossible. Don't focus on the 4K. Go back to the constituent parts, the constituent expenses that comprise that number. For example, I don't know, $100 a month on, let's say you own your own home. You've got $100 a month that you're spending paying the city every month for water and trash. And I don't know, $100 for to the electric company, no gas bill, right? $200 on utilities. Well, I go out and buy one single family house that's cash flowing $200. Bam! I'm now paying for a chunk of my expenses with passive income. I have chunked my utilities. Now go out and do the same for your mortgage, your car payment, your child care, those summer camps, right? Your insurance, your property, the list goes on. But you can see that when you separate these into more discrete, more bite-sized chunks, and set separate goals to conquer each and every one of those expenses, it's a much more manageable exercise. Yeah, 4K, 8K, 10K, whatever your monthly expenses are, whatever your earned income is, that may seem daunting, but break that apart. That is the way to do it. Any good goal, any big goal, you don't just think about the big goal. You break it down into sub-goals, right? Little steps that are going to get you to where you want to be. You know, just as an example, when we began, this was 2012, we bought those first two houses that year, and my mortgage at the time, just a mortgage, not taxes and insurance, just the mortgage on my house was something like $850 a month. Seems low, right? But that was back then. What we did is we went out and we bought two houses, and each was cash flowing, different market, different time, about $450 a month. That chunked my mortgage. I now had a very, very large expense in my life covered by passive income. And more importantly, I think mindset-wise, is I really saw the power of every single family house that I added to my portfolio. In theory, I was no longer working to pay my mortgage, right? Those houses were. And so we just went on to wash, rinse, and repeat that same process over and over again. Until, like I mentioned a minute ago, my wife was retired in 3 years. Right? Remember, our goal, your goal should be 5 years or less. If you follow what we teach, if you follow the model, you can absolutely do that. So 3 years for her, and I eventually followed suit as well. So in summary, we get to financial freedom by creating passive income. And we create that passive income by investing in residential rental real estate. And although we have that bigger goal in mind, ultimate goal is $4,000, $8,000, $12,000, whatever it is, we don't let that bigger goal deter us. We don't let that deter us. We start small, and we chunk our cash flow. And we attach a portion of that cash flow to those expenses each time, each month, right? Then we get the next chunk and the next chunk after that. So here's a message. Go and buy, don't worry about 20 houses. Don't worry about 10 houses. Go and buy one house, maybe two, and see what that does for you. See what that does for you. How can I afford to buy 10? Anyhow, Andy, I don't have that much capital to start with. Here's where the right education and the right map and the Lifestyles Unlimited model can help you. And what we're focused on buying, and this is true of apartments as well, is distressed property. We want to find a house that is either physically distressed. You know, I walked one the other day, foundation was down, roof clearly was at the very end of its life, HVAC condenser missing altogether, somebody had stolen it. You know, that happens, right? A couple windows broken out. Didn't look like the thing had been touched. This is a 50s build, but somebody had updated it at some point, but had not been touched, let's say, since the 70s. It had that shag carpet. You could tell it was on top of the, you know, the hardwood. So we're looking for houses that are distressed in that sense, or sellers that are distressed. Now, interestingly, haven't seen a lot of foreclosures in the recent past, but there is starting to be an uptick there. I talked with one of my hard money lenders. They're seeing a little bit increase there. They're seeing a little bit of an increase in short sales, which again is a sign of financial distress. We talk about these things at Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm not going to get into detail now about foreclosure versus short sale versus just pure off market, etc. Bottom line, we want to find that distressed property because we will get that at a discount. Okay, keep that in mind. We're buying right, and you do make your money when you buy in this business. So be sure to buy right. It's distressed. It has physical issues, so naturally we're going to go in and we're going to fix it up. Now we're going to do renovations. So through that distress, we get a discount. Through our renovations, we add value. We create equity, we add value back to the property. And the combination of those two yields a couple of things for us. Lower cash invested, and again, that equity, that value that we add back to the property. So we make money five ways with our houses. What we've been focused on today is the cash flow. And again, in the markets where we invest, that's anywhere from $200 to $600 a month net cash flow. That's not the rent. We collect the gross rent. We pay our fixed expenses. What I keep at the end of the day, my profit, that's the net, $200 to $600. We love our cash flow. That's what gets you out of the job. That's what gets you out of the commute. But we make money other ways. And because we are buying at a discount and adding value back to the property, we're creating something we call equity capture. Now, I will have some money invested in this property. That is equity. But on top of that is another set of equity that wasn't there before. And it has now arrived at this property by way of my renovations and adding value back. Here's an example in, where is this? This is the Dallas area. Asking price to buy this house, $150,000. After repair market value, $280,000. You can see there's a big spread there. It's distressed, 1959 built property. Three bed, two bath, two car garage. I love that, 1,400 square feet. Estimate, you know, rehab on this renovation is about $60,000. So asking price, $150,000, $60,000, let's say $70,000 in repairs. That puts us at $220,000 all in. That leaves a gap of about $60,000. To the market value. Now we do have some closing costs. In fact, we have two sets of closing costs because we'll buy with hard money and then we'll refinance into 30-year debt. So all told, my cash out of pocket to invest in this is my money invested, $26,000. That's equity. On top of that, estimated equity capture, almost $50,000. $49,200. All right, let's call it $50,000. So all told, I'm sitting now on $75,000 of equity. Because I bought a distressed property and I had somebody go and do the renovations, I don't do those. We hire those out. So those are the two big ways we're making money, cash flow and equity capture. It is a rental property. Somebody else pays the mortgage, and as I hold it, my mortgage will get paid down. That's equity buildup. We'll see some market appreciation, and there are big tax advantages. So I just threw those out there. We get into those at the free workshop. We also get into those at our two-day financial freedom seminar. You can learn more at our website. But point is this. We make money multiple ways. That's why we love real estate. And if you're wondering, Andy, you just said hard money and then refinance. What does that mean? Go check our website. I did a show last week where we got into just the financing. Okay. How we get to that lower cash invested by using this model. Okay. So last week's show was exclusively on financing. Why you use that. Why you do not pay all cash. And equity is great. So this house is projected to cash flow $209 per month. Okay, I find typically this is a conservative number and it often comes in higher, but great, that's not going to get you retired. That's not going to pay your mortgage. That may pay you some part of your utilities. But here's the good news. With $75,000 in equity, I can either sell this property in a year and a day, right? We do that to get to long-term capital gains rates, or I do a 1031. But I roll it ultimately into another property, or maybe I do a cash out refinance tax-free and I get the proceeds and I roll that into another property or two or three. And now instead of 200, I'm at 800 or $1,000 a month in cash flow. This is a really good way to, let's say, level up if you're not starting out with a ton of capital. Buy one house or two houses, reap that equity, pull it out and reinvest. And now you've doubled your portfolio and you've doubled your cash flow position. So that's how we do it, buying those distressed assets. The same is true for apartments, just on a different scale, different scale. Now, where are we investing? Well, numerous markets across the U.S. You know, Lifestyles Unlimited, I mentioned, started in Texas in 1990 down in Houston. So a very long track record of helping thousands and thousands of people get to their financial freedom. But the group is now well outside of Texas. Why go outside of Texas, Andy? Well, there's lots of opportunity in Tennessee and South Carolina and North Carolina and Arizona. So we want to go where the opportunity is, or at least be ready. Right? I have a team that I can talk to in Kansas City, Missouri, or in Eastern Tennessee or Nashville when that opportunity does present itself. So you may not, even be interested in Texas. You may not be in, fine. No problem. How about Arizona? How about Tennessee? We buy there too. Ultimately, it comes down to the fundamentals. Where are people moving? Where are businesses moving? Where are the jobs? Where are also investor-friendly states? I'll tell you where Lifestyles Realty is, are investor-friendly states. But listen to this. I found this article earlier in the week. This was on a website called Zero Hedge. And the title says, these are the U.S. cities gaining and losing the most corporate headquarters. So I mentioned a minute ago when we were talking about the traffic here in Dallas, it may be getting a little worse here for us because ultimately the good news is this. They say today public companies based in Dallas-Fort Worth hold a combined $1.5 trillion in value, a figure that has doubled in the past 5 years. This just underscores the fact that because Texas is as pro-business as it is and has a lower cost of living, no state income tax, we're pulling a ton of corporate headquarters to Texas, and in particular from California. They have a neat infographic here that shows the five top cities that have been pulling new corporate headquarters from the years 2018 to 2024. Dallas in that time got 100. Austin, also Texas, 81. Houston, also Texas, 31. Right, Nashville, Tennessee, where we have Realty, 35. Phoenix, Arizona, where we have Realty, 31. Where have they been coming from? San Diego, Chicago, New York City. Oh, Los Angeles lost 106. San Francisco, Bay Area, 156. So you see where the migration is coming and going. Coming out of the high-cost markets, maybe less business-friendly markets, to places like Dallas-Fort Worth. And that is good news for you, the investor. It's bad news for you that commutes in the Dallas-Fort Worth traffic every day, or in Houston where it's even worse. Bad news if you're driving in the traffic. But man, if you're an investor and you own or are buying single-family rental houses and everybody's coming to this place, what's going to happen to the value of that property? If you buy it today and sell in a handful of years, it should have gone up. What's going to happen to the rents as more people come into this market? I talk to a lot of people when I lease a house that are coming from out of state. They don't know where they want to go. They're going to rent at least for a year, typically stick around for longer. Maybe I sell them the house. I've had that happen as well. But the point is this. The good news is this. We are represented in markets where this model works really, really well. Tennessee, Texas, Arizona, the Carolinas, Georgia. And you can have an advocate by your side if you want to go into this business, if you want to create that passive income to get out of that job and out of that commute. You can have an advocate by your side in Lifestyles Unlimited and Lifestyles Realty. So again, Lifestyles Unlimited, been around a very long time. Our job is to teach you, to educate you on the whole process, and to provide mentoring. So if you need help, if you have questions, you're not sure, right? I got the broader education, but I have this unique question. Talk to that mentor. And our realty teams, like I mentioned, we're in the markets that we just talked about and more. So even if you're not, you know, we just saw San Diego losing businesses. If you're in San Diego, we've got a lot of members in San Diego. You don't have to buy there. You can live where you want, enjoy that wonderful climate and the coast and everything else, and invest where it makes sense. And let us help you. That is why we're here. Lifestyles Unlimited helped me tremendously over a dozen years ago and in the subsequent years. Got me to my financial freedom so that when I go anywhere, I go when I want to go, not when the traffic's there. And I was reminded of this, as I said at the opening of the show, by having to take my son to summer camp, you know, through the rough and tumble Mixmaster Dallas traffic, terrible stuff. You can get out of that 5 years or less. Again, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, check out the case studies, go to our free workshop, and listen next week. We'll talk more.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.